All right, Marty Lurie here. Always a pleasure to bring interesting stories to you before Giants baseball. We're here with Frank Liu. And fans, you may not know the name, but you know the face. If you come in at the field club level, Frank is one of the guest service ushers there. He's been here for 14 years and a very, very interesting man. I never know who I'm going to meet at the ballpark, and meeting Frank Liu really was a pleasure. So, Frank, it's nice to have you on the show. We're going to take the fans on a little tour of your acting life, and it's a very interesting one. So nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it. I appreciate being here. First of all, I do want to say I've been with the Giants for 14 years. I've been in the field club for 12 years at the door. I've seen you many times walking through the door, Marty, you and your assistants. I really didn't know anything about what you were doing until one of my supervisors, Alan Lerner, told me who you were, and that's how we met, and one thing led on to another, and I'm just happy to be here and excited to tell you something about some of the famous people I've met in my whole life.
You have done major roles in Hollywood with major stars, but take us back to a little bit. I always like to find out the beginning. When did you become interested in acting, and then it took you to college and things like that? Give us a little bit of your background. Then we're going to talk about some of your favorite roles.
Okay, Marty. I do have a degree in theater arts, a master's in fine arts from UCLA. I first went to Boston University, and then I couldn't get into what I wanted at Boston University, was communication, was more into directing. And so what I did was transferred, and I got some acting classes, and when I went to UCLA, and they told me to stay with it, I continued. I got my degree. After I got my degree from UCLA, I went back home to New York. I grew up in the Bronx, New York, right by Yankee Stadium. I grew up with the old-timers like Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Whitey Ford, you know, Don Larson, Pee Wee Reese, Duke Snider, which was at the Dodgers, but you know, and Willie Mays, of course. Willie Mays was the third of the teams that were in New York at the time. Now, when I went to back to New York after I got my degree, I decided to see what I can do about acting. I figured I could try out for plays because that's basically where an actor should go. I thought was to do theater. I wasn't a member of the union. I did what you had to do, is try to cut into line and try to, you know, try to go to these open audition calls or just be persuasive and just keep going. I did go to an open call that there must have been about 400 or 500 people just standing in line, and it was a Broadway play. The play was called Gandhi. It was a life story of Mahatma Gandhi. And it was directed by Jose Quintero, which was a very famous director in the 70s in New York. He was a master of Eugene O'Neill's and Tennessee Williams' plays. He did the movie The Roman Spring of Mrs. Stone with Warren Beatty. That was the only one he directed. But anyway, I worked after I auditioned for Jose Quintero. It was a strange audition. He spent half an hour with me just to talk about a lot of my life story and what I was going through. And I guess through that, he probably knew what kind of an actor I was. And he, even though it was a hard audition, I got a call that night from his assistant stage manager, and they said, Mr. Quintero would like to know if you would like to join the cast. So that was my first acting professional in the Broadway play. We rehearsed for 2 months. We had previews for 2 weeks. We opened up Monday night. We went to Sardi's, like all the players who are in plays do. And we got the paper. The New York Times came out, and we saw the reviews. And guess what? The next day we closed.
Oh, no. Sounds like the producers.
It was terrible. I know. But it was such a heartwarming thing.
Oh, bad.
Because a lot of people, young actors, you know, they want to constantly work. And New York is a tough place to work. But I did do other things in New York, commercials and modeling. And,
let me ask you this, Frank. Being an Asian actor, were there challenges getting jobs being Asian?
Well, that was a thing. I thought about that, but you see, I never spoke with an accent. And if you see,
you sound like a Brooklyn kid or a Bronx kid.
I'm from the Bronx. I have a New York Bronx accent. But it was tough. But I think by being an Asian, a Chinese-American actor, a Chinese-American person, maybe that opened some doors up for me because there was a diversity. Maybe some of the producers or directors wanted that. And then I was lucky in the 1970 to the whole decade of the 70s, the country was going through so much. It was during the Nixon administration. It was during the Vietnam War administration. It was also during the times, during the 70s. There was a lot about the Chinatown gangs, killings, the Tongs. And there was also a lot of the social changes going on. So all those phases worked to my favor. Vietnam, I played Vietnamese soldiers, Chinatown gang members, Tong godfathers of Chinatown. And then the martial arts phase came in, and that was one of the strongest phases in the 70s where everybody studied martial arts and everybody knew who was who at the time. Now, after I finished that Broadway play and it closed that one day, it was so bad in New York. It was cold. I didn't want to stay in New York. I went back to California. When I was in California, I just happened to be lucky what they say, you have to be there at the right time, the right place. And it was 1971. My drama professor calls me and says, Paramount Studio was looking for an Asian actor, and they would like to know if you would like to come in and audition. I didn't know anything about it. I said, sure. I didn't have an agent, so my professor was one that suggested I go. I went, this is a funny thing, I got the call Friday afternoon. I did go to Friday afternoon for this meeting, and the meeting was at Paramount Studios, and the executive producer was Aaron Spelling. Now, if anybody knows anything about Aaron Spelling, he was the one that did all these TV shows, Mod Squad, Heart to Heart. You know, he was a master of doing a lot of big hit TV shows at the time, and he was also involved in doing a lot of movie of the weeks. So this was a movie of the week, and I get aside, I look at it, and I read it, and then next thing I know, I go into a big room. There's about five, six people there, Aaron Spelling, producer, directors, and some other assistants. I'm reading the script. I read my part to the people, and next thing they told me if I could wait in another room because they want me to audition for one more person. And I said, sure. So I went to another room, and then half an hour later, they called me back, and there's this lady in front of a chair, and I'm sitting opposite her to read the part. And the lady who I have to read it to was Candy Spelling, which was Aaron Spelling's wife. I had a feeling that Candy Spelling was the person who gave the final okay for me to do the show. After that, it was a Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock. Next thing I know, they said, Frank, you got the part. We're going to start shooting Monday. So I couldn't believe it. I said, my God, if they had me there 5 o'clock Friday night to audition and they were going to shoot Monday morning, that means I had to be the last person in Hollywood that they saw. Now, this was a love story, interracial love story with Patty Duke and myself, and it was my first thing, and it's on YouTube. That's another thing, is that I'm very grateful to YouTube. A lot of my work, a lot of my TV shows are on YouTube. A lot of my work, a lot of my TV shows right now are on all these cable stations that have these retro television programs. And for some reason now, all this technology, a lot of the shows are now on DVDs at the public library.
What a story. Boy, Frank Liu is with us. And, of course, Frank works at the ballpark. He's part of guest services. You see him at the field club level when you go in where the restaurants are as you come through that patio there. I see Frank every Saturday and Sunday as we come over to the patio, to the public house. Then when we come back, we see Frank as well. And I never knew any of this. And it's an amazing story. Frank, thank you so much.
No problem, Marty. I appreciate it very, very,
very
much.
Good.
It was great.
We really enjoyed that. All right, Franklin Liu. But what a story. And there's always some baseball in there. A Bronx kid and, of course, Mantle, Mays, and Snyder he saw as a kid as well. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.